With what's news from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testifies before Congress this week, and it could prove a tricky balance as he's questioned on the Fed's plans to pause rate hikes for the time being.
Democrats could be asking him if he's giving in to political influence from the president and changing his tone to do what the president's asking. If he then goes on to say, well, no, I see that the economy's changed and that things are not as strong as they were in the middle of last year, then he could draw the ire of Republicans who have been touting a strong economy and extremely low unemployment as their biggest accomplishments.
Wall Street Journal reporter Eric Morath joins us with more details in just a moment. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is set to testify publicly before the House Oversight Committee on Wednesday. He's also expected to meet privately with a Senate panel on Tuesday and a House committee on Thursday for a total of 3 congressional appearances. Cohen is expected to be asked about hush money payments he says he arranged to women during the 2016 presidential campaign. The president has denied wrongdoing. Cohen begins a 3-year prison sentence in May after pleading guilty to campaign finance violations and of lying to Congress. President Trump, meanwhile, will be overseas during Cohen's testimony for a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. Wall Street Journal News editor Keith Collins says analysts believe there's more pressure on both sides to detail nuclearization plans.
Analysts note that hosting the summit in the capital of Vietnam, a communist country with a vibrant economy, is also symbolic.
Vietnam is seen as a model for political and economic reform for North Korea, if it could abandon its nuclear weapons.
President Trump and Kim Jong-un held their first summit in June in Singapore. The world's largest telecommunications trade show is taking place in Barcelona this week. Chinese telecom giant Huawei is expected to be a major presence at the Mobile World Congress, and the U.S. has sent a large delegation to the event. The U.S. has been working to convince its allies to abandon Huawei over concerns its equipment could be used to spy for Beijing. The company has denied those allegations. Still to come, we'll run down this week's economic calendar. This week, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testifies before Congress. We'll also get fourth quarter GDP and the latest data on consumer sentiment and consumer confidence. Joining us now from Washington with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Eric Morath. Eric, let's start with Powell's testimony, which is happening on Tuesday and Wednesday. We saw from the Fed's report on Friday that officials believe the economy is more resilient and on solid footing. But on the downside, the report noted greater business debt and weaker lending. The hearings this week, though, tend to be more about politics than monetary policy, and there's also plenty to talk about there, especially with the president's criticism of the pace of rate hikes last year.
Yes, absolutely. This will be an interesting hearing to watch, given that the president who appointed Jerome Powell to lead the Fed then proceeded to criticize his policy moves last year when the Fed ratcheted up interest rates. The Fed did that because they said the economy was gaining strength and that it was time to remove some of the stimulus that low interest rates caused. So now the Fed's taken a little bit different stance. They've signaled that they're likely to slow or potentially even stop their rate increases. And so that puts Chairman Powell in an interesting position. Democrats could be asking him if he's giving in to political influence from the president and changing his tone to do what the president's asking. If he then goes on to say, well, no, I see that the economy's changed and that things are not as strong as they were in the middle of last year, then he could draw the ire of Republicans who have been touting a strong economy and extremely low unemployment as their biggest accomplishments.
And another tricky matter for the Fed is also talking about plans for its $4 trillion balance sheet. That's something lawmakers are likely to press Powell on as well.
Yes, this has been something the president has also raised. So the Fed has been trying to wind down its balance sheet, which expanded greatly in the aftermath of the economic recession. And there's been some calls to sort of say maybe we need to ease up on this policy of winding down our balance sheet. And there's just been some new news recently that suggests that, yes, indeed, by the second half of this year, the Fed will stop letting its balance sheet roll down and stabilize at its current level. Certainly, the chairman could be quizzed on that directly this week.
All right, let's turn to another big report out this week. That's fourth quarter GDP, which is out on Thursday. This report, which was delayed by the government shutdown, will give us the full picture of how the U.S. economy performs last year. What's the expectation here?
Yeah, the expectation is that after very strong growth in the second and third quarter, that there's a slowdown in the fourth quarter. So that's going to be really interesting to watch. A lot of anticipation is built up around this report since it's essentially been delayed a month. A slowdown, especially if it's a significant one, could raise concerns that in the middle of last year, the economy just experienced a bit of a sugar high from tax cuts and increased government spending, and now things are starting to slow down at the same time much the rest of the world is slowing down. At the same time, if some of the underlying data shows that business investment remains strong and there's some pickup other places, maybe it's a sign that the U.S. is in good position to outperform the rest of the world.
And this actually brings us to some other reports out this week about the consumer picture, consumer confidence out on Tuesday and consumer sentiment out on Friday. Those were both running high in recent months, especially toward the end of last year. But then we had that government shutdown, the longest in U.S. history. And there's still uncertainty over trade. It seems like we may be starting to see some more cracks there.
Yeah, the consumer confidence has certainly cooled in the last couple of reports. So we'll be watching carefully to see if things level off or continue to weaken in the reports coming up. You know, the question is kind of it's on two hands, right? So we saw some really great numbers from large retailers touting this as a great holiday shopping season. Yet then we saw December retail numbers show a very weak season. So that caused a lot of us to scratch our heads. And so we'll be looking to see both what these consumer reports say and actually inside the GDP report will be data on consumer spending as well, including spending on services, not just retailers, and for a full 3 months. One of the explanations potentially for the December weakness is that Americans' holiday shopping patterns have changed and more people are shopping in November, even in October, and taking advantage of some deals that especially online retailers are offering earlier on the season, get ahead of that shipping deadline, and that maybe December isn't going to be our blockbuster month for retail. Could actually move to November.
Well, certainly sounds like a busy week. Eric Morath joining us from Washington, D.C. with a preview of the economic data out this week. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.